Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're wrapping up a week focused on the courageous leadership and learning to lead with courage. And talk today primarily about leading by example. And tomorrow's topic in the prayer guide that's printed, not doing a weekend broadcast at the moment, so we won't get to that fully, but we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And it's kind of the wrap up in leading with accountability. One of those often overlooked aspects of leading. But first I want to talk about leading by example. And as you might suspect, the Bible is full of examples of leading by example, full of instruction. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 says, "To remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith." There's so much I like about that verse. One, remember your leaders. God talks to us and commands us to honor our leaders, to pray for our leaders. To do either of those does require that we remember them. But in this case, he's talking not only about our current leaders, but even more so about those that have led in the past. And he says, consider the outcome. Consider what their life produced. That subtle reminder that this isn't a blind following. That just because someone might have been in a position of leadership, pay attention to what their life produced. Pay attention to what the Spirit produced in them. And so we remember our leaders, and as we remember, we consider the outcome. We consider what their life produced. And as we consider that, then we imitate the faith. We imitate the things that we saw, which produced the good outcome, which produced the life of faith, which produced a display, or better, a practice of the fruit of the Spirit. See, God's desire is that we look for and follow leaders who are worth imitating. And we begin by following Jesus. And when it's Jesus that is seen in us, then we become one of those that's worth imitating. We're able to take up the instruction of Paul and to pass it along to others. To follow my example as I follow Christ. To say, whatever you hear from me, whatever you see in me, to put it into practice. Now, out of those two statements, I've always liked the first one because it's almost conditional. Follow me as I follow Christ. Pay attention to me, but pay more attention to Christ. And in those areas that I lack in, don't imitate that. But when Paul says, whatever you hear from me, whatever you see in me, put it into practice. That sounds like a really bold statement. One that I believe he could make because he had fully surrendered. He had lived his life. He was confident that he was following Jesus. and that the example people would see, the words he would hear, the actions that they would notice would be those prompted by love, those prompted by obedience to Christ. And so when we consider what it looks like to lead by example, we first have to realize that people are watching. People are listening. So many times we hear the argument of people that want to do something that's inappropriate, that might even be sinful, and say, it doesn't bother anyone else. But is that really true? Otherwise, no one would have noticed. No one would have brought it up. No one would have questioned why it's going on. See, it bothers those that are influenced. Well, it may not immediately bother them, but eventually, when the outcome ends up not being good, and they may not even remember why they began down that path, but often it was because they were following someone that they thought was a leader, that they wanted to imitate. I don't watch a lot of television, but the channel that I typically watch for a little bit in the evenings at times has had a series of commercials lately on on the outcome of a life of smoking. And the idea behind them is to try to encourage people to consider where that could possibly lead. And I know it's not everyone that smokes that gets lung cancer or any other type of cancer, but it seems that the probability greatly increases. And so it's an example. And for those in the advertisements, they're kind of wishing at this point that they had followed a different example. But the question is not whether you smoke or not, but whether you're living an example worth following. Whether you've considered the outcome of life if you continue following the examples you currently are following. If you consider the outcome of life of those that are following your example, if they continue down that path. You see, as those that live life, often unaware of who's watching, who's listening, it's so important that we lead by example all the time. Tomorrow's topic in the prayer guide, as I mentioned earlier, is to lead with accountability. You see, being a leader doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want. Sometimes it feels that way. Sometimes it looks that way. Sometimes we like it that way. But I talked earlier this week a little bit about God says that those in positions of leader have a greater accountability for those that follow. And we also have an accountability before God to lead in ways that honor Him. And so when we begin to think about that accountability, we have to ask ourselves, what will the lives of those that follow me look like? Do I really trust that my actions are clear, that my words are consistent? Am I giving a mixed signal? Am I telling people with my words to follow Jesus and to turn away from sin, but my actions show that sin isn't as bad as I say it is. You see, leading by example says that I not only realize people are watching, but I want a good outcome in their life. So much of what we learn for many people is through what we observe. And yes, instruction's necessary, and reading's necessary, and teaching and learning processes are necessary. But often the very desire to learn something new is because we saw it first. And we said in our heart, in our mind, I would like to do that. Are we living a life that follows Jesus in such a way that people see it and they say, I would like to do that? How do I do that? Living by example says that we live a life that others can follow. But it also says we put into practice the words of Peter when he says to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, doing so with gentleness and respect. I believe we're more likely to get asked about the hope within us when we lead by example. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us so many examples throughout Scripture, throughout our life, but none so pure as Jesus. And so, Father, as we look to leaders that we follow, may we consider the outcome of their way of life. May we compare it to Jesus. May we imitate the faith, the good parts. And Father, for those areas of our own life that are following Jesus, may we grow in those so that others would see the outcome of our way of life and want to follow it. May we be aware of why we have hope. Be prepared to share that hope. Live a life that makes that hope desirable. Not only to us, but desirable to those that watch us, to those that consider us leaders, to those who think about following our way of life. And Father, as we live as examples, may we be mindfully aware of the accountability. May we be diligent, we talked about yesterday, be diligent about not leading people astray, whether intentionally or accidentally. May we pay so close attention to how we follow Jesus that we're constantly growing and refining our words, our actions, our attitudes. Father, today, may we lead by example. Not just the example of people watching us and what they see, but the example of our words, the example of what we share on social media, the example of what we laugh at and what we cringe at. The example of faithful obedience to your word, to Jesus. Father, as we lead by example, may we be mindful and intentional about lifting up Jesus. so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.